Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, former White House press secretary, and he who dances with stars, Sean Spicer. She's the Baroness and member of the House of Lords in the UK, Caroline Cox. She's America's favorite cover girl doctor, Laura Purdy, MD. And Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Wee in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where Barbie celebrated her birthday last night, and not with Ken, here's That Kevin!
Executive branch that are being asked questions about how did Coke get in the White House? I mean, let's say for example that maybe it wasn't Coke. Let's say it was anthrax. How did you allow a dangerous poison powder to get into the private residence of the president himself? This is bothersome. And the Secret Service comes out yesterday, and we don't know, folks. Now, first of all, I don't believe that they don't know. You can't convince me that this group, which is the top stellar security group on planet Earth, charged with guarding the lives of the president, all of the first family, the most important members of the administration, Secret Service is there day in and day out. And they have to be on guard. They have to watch. They have to make sure that they know exactly what the threat to the president is at all times. How can a security service that is that good not be interested enough to find out who the culprit was that brought a poisonous white powder into the White House? Well, the answer is simple. They do know. The White House is telling everyone to lie to us. That's the unsaid thing here. Of course they know. You got surveillance camera footage. You got visitors logs. You've got fingerprints on the dime bag. Come on. This is not that hard. You've got registration of when a certain member of the family came into the White House, and you have registration of when the family member left the White House on the visitor's log. And besides that, you've got the surveillance tape, time-coded. What time did this member of the first family enter in the White House? What time did they leave? When was the thing discovered shortly after their departure? This is dumb. This is so easy. And that's the frustration. Because nobody believes when the Secret Service says yesterday, oh, well, we couldn't find a culprit. We couldn't find a suspect. We have no idea. Nobody believes that. If this had been, by the way, a different administration, let's say one with the last name of Trump or Bush or Reagan, and their kid had come in with a dime bag of coke and left it somewhere, there would be screams from the highest hill. Investigate, investigate. Don't stop until you've found the culprit. And they would have been outed and they would have been ridiculed. The press would have excoriated the president for allowing it to happen, et cetera, et cetera. So don't give us this. I mean, we're not morons. You think we are. But that's your mistake. We're not. So does anybody in America honestly believe that it wasn't someone in Joe Biden's inner circle, and there's only one person in his inner circle that's a former addict or current addict that wrote in a book about his use of cocaine, that we have a laptop full of evidence of him still using cocaine, usually using cocaine to seduce girls, maybe questionably underage, maybe even relatives, of doing the coke and having the sex and doing all the stuff. We it's not like this is a foreign concept here. There's fingerprints on the bag. There's surveillance camera footage. There's visitors logs. There's more than that. You've got other cameras watching entrances and things that totally could verify who was where in the White House at what time. And by the way, unlike what Corinne Jean-Pierre said last week, that this is a very busy part of the place that's on the tour and people come through. It's not. It's not. None of that's true. That was all a lie. The place where it was found is limited in the number of people who have access to it. And it's mostly the president, the first family, maybe the vice president. My colleague at Salem News Channel, Sebastian Gorka said when he was in the Trump administration, where he served the president, that in all of his years there, he was invited to this location one time. That's someone who had access to be there. He was only invited to be there one time. So the Secret Service is either grossly negligent and incapable of keeping our chief executive safe, and they should all be fired and have new people hired as Secret Service. That would be terribly embarrassing, by the way, if you're lifelong Secret Service and you get swept up in this and you didn't have anything to do with it. But just because somebody at the White House told the people that told the Secret Service at the White House, you have to lie to the American people and say, we have no clue. We're completely clueless as to who the coke might belong to. I mean, I think that's already. If you talk to, I've known a couple of Secret Service members. I've known a number of FBI agents. I've known a few CIA dudes. They sit around and share war stories like our military does. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being the guy that has to sit there with his buddies and say, yeah, I was on the crew that got canned from the White House because we had to go out with this stupid story that we couldn't find who brought the coke into the White House, when coke's never been in the White House before. And friends, those of you that are mistaking my mockery of this as in some way just purely based on a vehemence towards the Biden administration or the president himself, you're mistaken. This is a crime against the people of the United States, because it is the people's house. It's the parsonage that we give him while he serves his country these 4 years. It's our house. We pay for it to be well cared for. We want to make sure it's secure so that our chief executive, while he's parsonaging there, is able to serve the people without any distraction of needing to be bothered by what his living arrangement is. It's a very good thing that we do, but we're the ones who do it. It's our house. It's not the president's house. It doesn't belong to the party that's in charge at the time. It's the taxpayers. And as we now know that this particular president has a son who has a bit of a problem in this arena, it is vital that we not only protect the president, but that we protect the people's house. Sobering decisions get made there. The decision to send your son or daughter to war has been made in that house multiple times. Under grave circumstances, usually seeking God's input on the matter. It's a sober place. It should be a sobering situation. And what do we have? Rat Boy Hunter. Oh, by the way, it's not just the dime bag. Secret Service did reveal that last year they found multiple bags of marijuana in the White House. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very excited to have my next guest back with me. Though he's been on my radio product many, many times, this is his first time to join us here on the Salem News Channel, though he's been on some of the other shows. But he's someone who has a great appreciation for the difficulty of the rigors of the Beltway, given his long history with the Republican Party and the Trump administration. But he's also someone who's been spent a lot of time in media, television, even danced with some stars at one point in time. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Sean Spicer. Hello, Sean.
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So I gotta cut straight to the chase here, man. I wrote a piece in Town Hall last week, and I don't know Karine Jean-Pierre at all. So
That makes two of us.
Just knowing her as a person, I don't have any feel for who she is in person. I don't like her stances on things and some of the things she's spoken out about. John Kirby, to me, seems to be a guy that is just kind of, you know, I don't know. There's something about him that it just gives me the icks. These two and several other spokespeople for the administration for the last 2 weeks, I have felt immense sadness for, because they continue to have to come out and not answer questions when their job is to actually answer questions, because they don't want to talk about the things that the press is finally asking about. I mean, you had James Rosen actually read the entire WhatsApp text into the record, into the White House briefing one day, and you could just tell Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, she may be an ideologue, but I don't think that these people are sycophants. And I'm curious, as a former press secretary, how much do you think they're hurting right now?
Well, there's two aspects to the question. How much is beyond their capability, meaning they've been told this is how you have to respond, and then how much are they creating it? Kirby, I don't think so much. He's very adept at saying, I'm not going to discuss this.
Packs up and leaves. That's what
right. But Jean-Pierre, so you take, for example, the cocaine at the White House. They misled the public on two separate times. One, they started off telling people it was in the West Wing lobby and there was a highly trafficked area. That's not true. It was in the West Executive Entrance, which is not a highly trafficked area. It's the entrance the vice president and others use. It's right outside the Situation Room. Then secondly, she said that the president and the first family weren't in the White House, and she chastised reporters by saying it was irresponsible journalism to say that someone from the first family could be involved. I have my own take on this, but the point is, she created that situation. She said they weren't there. The pool report shows that they didn't leave till 6:24 on Friday night. Now, but my point is that she will say, I'm not addressing it from this podium or this is when she had previously done it. So she digs herself into a hole, and then, so that part is painful to watch. I think Kirby is much more adept at just blanketly saying, I'm not going to discuss that or that's been addressed before and move on.
Well,
and they buy it more from him because he says it, I think, with a little bit more adeptness and authority.
Well, I've noticed that, this has gone on in the back of my head, and I've known quite a few of you guys that have held that position. I knew you, I knew Sarah Sanders, I knew Kayleigh McEnany, all on personal levels. I knew Tony Snow, I knew Ari Fleischer. I've known people that have been in this position for a long time. I know that there's a life beyond the White House. And so you kind of have to wonder, do these people, when they are in this, and again, I agree with you, Jean-Pierre comes out and says, well, the Secret Service is going to handle it, but let me tell you something you didn't ask for. The first family was gone all weekend. Like,
right.
There is a style to how she isn't going to comment that she then comments greatly on. But it seems to me that, and I'm wondering if you sense that there's a possibility that the Biden, the bulwark around Biden is starting to weaken a bit, because, Sean, there are so many of these things now. You have the FBI documents. You've got the WhatsApp screenshot. You've got the cocaine that nobody can explain, and somebody's going to have to at some point in time. And there just continues to be this drip. And, of course, oversight over at Congress, Comer and those guys, they're all sitting there going, wait, what? Let's have a talk with some of those people. Come on over. I mean, where do you sense going into an election cycle? Imagine you're trying to manage a campaign for reelection. Are some of these people are the rats going to jump ship?
Look, I think we've seen this in the last couple of cycles. Democrats will vote for whomever's on the ballot. You've got an 80-plus-year-old man that can...
No, I'm talking about the staffers. Exits by people.
I mean, it's a good question. I think that, again, this is what I'm getting at, though, is that they look at these people, John Fetterman, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, as vessels to achieve their goals, a more progressive world. I mean, it's not like the thing that I find funny getting back. This to fuse your question for a second to the last thing. The one question that I don't think anyone in the press briefing room ever asked Corinne Jean-Pierre that I think is crucial is, when was the last time you spoke to the president?
Hmm.
So what I mean by that is, I mean, that gets to your question. When I was press secretary, when Sarah was, I even know when Josh Earnest was, when I did the turnover, I would, you know, he had time with Obama. And Ari, I know from talking to Ari and Dana and a bunch of the predecessors, that I had that I spoke to, I don't ever get the sense that these guys talk to Biden. And that gets to the point of what you're getting at, which is they're not there. They're there for the cause,
right?
The cause of doing all of the checking all these boxes. And so it's not about, gosh, do we want to stay to, you know, Joe, what are Joe's chances? Or they don't really care. To them, this is a vessel and it's moving. And so I think that's the bigger issue on the left, is that to them, the people on the ballot don't matter. The people in the office don't matter. They're all vessels. Dianne Feinstein, I mean, you know, they all defended her when it was blatantly obvious that she's not there, because they don't care about the person holding the office. They care about the vessel that gets them further down the road to implement the agenda.
We're speaking with Sean Spicer, who is a former press secretary for President Donald J. Trump, and he's involved in a lot of entrepreneurial excitement right now. You need to visit it all at SeanSpicer.com, SeanSpicer.com. His latest musings, his books, everything that you want to know about what he's doing, SeanSpicer.com, all one word. Sean, when we come back, we are already in the throes of the election cycle. It looks like some things have changed, and yet it looks like a lot hasn't. I'm just curious, not as a former press secretary, but as a former RNC staffer that, you know, had to get a presidential campaign successfully across the plate. Where do we stand right now with a lot of this? And let me just give you something to think about while we go to the break. If the election were held today, do we have strong enough voter integrity changed since 2020 to satisfy an outcome? And give me your thoughts on that. And how are the campaigns planning, strategizing around that if they happen to be the one that gets the nod from the convention? I don't think it's going to be close. I don't know why it would be. But yet, politics is weird. Something different could happen any day now. Kevin McCullough, coming from New York. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect was on the loose after a shooting, killing four people on Saturday near Atlanta. Authorities have identified the suspect as Andre Longmore. Escaped prisoner Michael Burham is back behind bars after a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. The homicide suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, broke out of a Pennsylvania jail through the roof late Friday. A third of the nation is dealing with scorching temperatures. The National Weather Service has posted extreme heat advisories from Southern California to Texas. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is stepping down as the head of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The 81-year-old civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate is expected to announce his successor on Sunday. Jackson was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Back from Times Square. So glad to have you with us on this weekend edition of the Salem News Channel, Biz TV, 300 radio stations, That Kevin Show. We are thrilled to have Sean Spicer with us. Sean, We're in a strange cycle right now. The campaign's kind of officially begun. The first debate's next month. What do you see? What do you like?
So I believe there's two parts to this, as you know. There's the Republican nomination. I think this is Trump's to lose. If Trump doesn't get taken out in one of the first four states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, it's over. And he wins. That's plain and simple. DeSantis, Pence, and a couple others have gone all in Iowa. Christie's gone all in South Carolina, I mean, New Hampshire, and then obviously Haley and Scott are all in South Carolina. The last cycle in 2016 that was competitive was a 29-day crunch between Iowa and Super Tuesday. It is now a 50-day crunch. Why does that matter? It's sort of like, think about running a distance and saying, you know, you have to run 50 yards in 10 seconds, and then you suddenly say you have to run the same 10 seconds, but now you have to go almost 100 yards. Each day that they're on the campaign trail costs money, and donors and activists aren't going to continue to go out there and give and support a candidate that doesn't look like they have a path to victory. And so the bottom line is, in the primary, if Trump wins those first four early states, the race is over. You go into Super Tuesday on March 5th, and that's that. And that is the race, full lock, stock, and barrel. And the funny thing is, when I've talked to some of the campaign folks on these various other campaigns, they don't push back. Because they get it, that most anyone who's been around the game understands it takes money. So I'll see a poll. Somebody sent me a poll the other day from Wisconsin and said, oh my God, look, DeSantis catching up. And I was like, who cares? If you can't win, I mean, if that matters, look, if DeSantis beats Trump in Iowa, we got ourselves a race. No one's going to beat him in New Hampshire. I don't think.
But isn't Iowa at still almost 20 points right now?
But it's a ground game. I mean, you look at what, you know, Cruz.
Cruz beat him.
And Rick Santorum won before. The point is that Iowa is a very ground, you know, knocking on doors, voter-to-voter kind of place, and it's small. So my point is, that's that. Then in the general, let me just give you the sort of my quick take on that, which is, in the general election, this election is going to come down to 8 states. That's it. Full stop.
Yep.
You know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia. You tell me how 8 states go, and I did a video on my YouTube channel, it's Sean M. Spicer, where I go through these different things, the debates, the contests, and I walk through these electoral votes. There's 97 electoral votes among these 8 states. But then more importantly, tell me how a third party does on the, and especially with the Green Party. In 2016, Trump won Michigan by 10,700 votes. Jill Stein got over 50,000 votes in Michigan. If there was no viable Green Party candidate in 2020, Cornel West says he's now running on the Green Party candidate line. If he can get a viable campaign going and takes 30,000, 40,000 votes. You think about how close Arizona was, how close Georgia was, how close Pennsylvania was, right, in 2020, never mind 2016. That delta is a huge spoiler. So I will just tell you that if somebody said to me, who's going to win the general election, my answer would be, tell me how many votes Cornel West gets in those key 8 states, and I'll tell you who the winner is. If he's running a viable campaign, And Donald Trump becomes president again, easy.
That's an interesting observation. And I think similarly in the primary, back to that for a second, when you've got a Nikki Haley and Tim Scott both in the race in South Carolina, I think that bowls the aisle clear for Trump to take. Even if it's a tight win, it because those two are going to cancel a lot of each other's votes in the state where they're most well-known.
So you're absolutely right. And here's the X factor that I have. Right now Haley is leading. So Haley's in like third place in South Carolina. It's Trump, DeSantis, Haley, then Scott. But I have a feeling that one or the other won't be in South Carolina, meaning
why one South Carolina
or Tim Scott. Yeah. That's just my hunch because I think your gut is right. There's just not enough room, enough oxygen in to get both of them there. Yeah. And I think that what's going to happen is, if they're stalling out after Iowa, like if they get a fifth and a fifth or something, right? So fifth place in Iowa, fifth place in New Hampshire. The question you have to ask yourself is, in Tim Scott's case, as a sitting senator, do you want to get fourth or fifth place in your home state?
Sean Spicer, always enjoying seeing you. Thank you for being with us.
At least somebody does. Thanks, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Sean Spicer, former press secretary for Donald J.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone that came my way by recommendation from one Dr. John Eibner, the head of Christian Solidarity International. As you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we spoke with Ambassador Sam Brownback, former ambassador for the Trump administration, former senator, former governor here in the United States, but someone who's entirely focused now on religious freedom and what it means, what it represents around the world. Nagorno-Karabakh is that sieged area within Azerbaijan that an entire Armenian population is now starving and suffering through as the Azerbaijanis are watching them literally die. Someone else who cares very much about this is the Baroness Caroline Cox, joining us from the UK. Baroness, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Now, to just educate my people quickly, what is a baroness?
Well, I always say I'm actually a nurse and a social scientist by intention, a baroness by astonishment. You become a baroness by being appointed to the House of Lords, which is the upper house of our UK Parliament. I wasn't into politics, first one I'd ever met, but I used my role in the House of Lords to be a voice for people whose voices are not heard. And certainly that applies to the Armenians who are suffering at the hands of Azerbaijan in the historic Armenian homeland of Nagorno-Karabakh.
We'll talk about that in a moment. So the upper house, that would be kind of similar to our United States Senate.
Absolutely, yes. The only thing is the upper house is not elected. It is appointed for a whole variety of reasons. And I think I was appointed by Margaret Thatcher for being an academic freedom fighter.
Well, that's, there was no one that I respected more than Maggie Thatcher. Thank you so much for making that connection. Nagorno-Karabakh is something that we have spoken about on my platform frequently, but sadly not a lot of American press are. What do we need to know about what's going on there?
Well, it is really a potential genocide. It is very, very serious. And the international community is not responding as it should. Just to put it very briefly, Nagorno-Karabakh is a little bit of ancient historic Armenia. And Stalin, in his divide and rule tactics, cut it off from Armenia and put it inside Azerbaijan. It's called an oblast. And so it's formally within the perimeter of Azerbaijan, but it's inhabited by Armenians. The Armenians have been there for centuries. Armenia was the first nation to become Christian in 201, and there's some of the oldest churches in the world there, going back many centuries. But Azerbaijan has begun a policy of trying to get rid of all the Armenians out of this historic land. There was a war in September 2020 in which Azerbaijan did actually kill a lot of Armenians and occupied quite a lot of what is Nagorno-Karabakh. But some of Nagorno-Karabakh remains with the Armenians, and that is very, very vulnerable and very, I'm afraid, at risk of also being taken over by Azerbaijan.
What is the global community doing about this injustice?
Not enough. And that's why I'm grateful to have the opportunity of speaking here. I think Sam Brownback would agree with me. Because we have an international obligation to help people who are suffering potential genocide. Mm. And the reason why I say that what is happening there is absolutely unacceptable and should be dealt with by the international community is Azerbaijan is committing war crimes, crimes against humanity. I'll just give one example, that in the September 2020 war, prisoners were taken on both sides. There was a ceasefire agreement, and both sides agreed to release the prisoners that they held. Armenia released all the prisoners from Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan, I'm sorry to say, is still keeping captive many Armenians, and it is utterly in violation of the ceasefire and in violation of all human rights. But it's getting away with complete impunity. The other point I would make is, sorry, just very quickly, is the only road which connects Armenia to the little land of Nagorno-Karabakh is called the Latin Corridor. And the Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh rely on that for food, for medicines, for transfer of people, for medical treatment, etc. And Azerbaijan has been blocking that for many, many weeks now. And that is another, I think, war crime.
Sure. Well, what is the reaction of the Armenian homeland to what's going on?
Well, obviously, they are deeply, deeply disturbed. And it is part of historic Armenia. And it's inhabited by Armenian people. And as they say, it has some of the most historic churches and buildings and sort of historic sites that you can have, not just in Armenia, but almost in the world.
Is the Armenian government formally petitioning nations to join it in its effort to see this siege ended?
That's a very good question. At the moment, it's a hard one to answer, because I think Armenia itself is under great pressure from the international community. Maybe even to allow Azerbaijan to take control of this land. So this is a subject that's currently very much under discussion and cause for great concern. We do have Zoom meetings with our partners in Nagorno-Karabakh, and one of them is a real hero. Way back when Karabakh first became sort of independent, we always, my organization, Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust, or part, ask local people, what's your priority for aid? And they said, we help for people with disabilities. There's no provision for people with disabilities. There was only a bombed out old building to arrange, but the director, Vardan Terebosian, is a real hero of the peace. He's turned that into an internationally respected center of excellence for people with disabilities. But they are desperate. They're short of food, they're short of medical supplies, they're short of power, not just the rehabilitation center, but all the people. And it's a really serious situation that could disintegrate almost into occupation by Azerbaijan.
So if you were able to have a seating with your prime minister and our president, what would you ask of the UK and the United States to do at this point in time?
But I've already asked the British Parliament, because in the House of Lords you can speak in Parliament, and I've asked the British government if it will call Azerbaijan to account for the release of those prisoners, but also call it to account for respecting the needs of the people living in Nagorno-Karabakh, the needs for access, for food, for medicine, for transfer, and that is a real priority, and to stop Azerbaijan getting away with impunity.
Baroness Cox, thank you for sharing some time and helping explain this to us. I would like to have you back in a few weeks for an update, if you're able to do that. And we want to stay on this story. I feel like we're providing a service here by staying on top of something that no one else is. And it's so important because, as you mentioned, there are so many innocents that are caught in the crossfire. Thank you for your time right now.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's very, very precious and priceless. So thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back from Times Square. Don't go anywhere.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are a powerful duo. He lost a brother, and she is the rising star. Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave and Katie Nicole.
There's torn up pages in this book. Words that tell me I'm no good. Chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love.
friends, I don't know what you're going through. I have some friends going through some tough stuff right now. Be encouraged. God is in my story. The brand new number one from Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Wee. It's That Kevin Show, and hour two is straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.